Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Yes. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So, they're going to Best Buy's going to stop selling DVDs? Really?
I guess so, yeah.
Terrific. Very, very impressive. We're going to let you, you're going to have to go with the technology we want you to go with. Nah, I don't think so. Okay, so. You know. I just told you about the DVD I got last week of, Jack Ryan. I like the Jack Ryan series on Amazon. So I got part season 3. They sent me that email last week. Says, and we saved you money. Instead of $21.99, it was $21.98. I do a lot of planning during the week to sort of figure out what I wanted to do with that extra penny. Oh, goodness gracious. So there you go. All right. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street and Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, RV, motorcycle. They just want to make sure you're fully insured. That's number one. So you're covered. Then they'll do everything they can to save you money. Saving you money is important. You want to know why? It's very simple. Very, very simple. Customer service means everything to them. It means everything to them. It's all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at SunburyMotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
Back to throw is Hurts. Looks left, throws left. It's intercepted. Picked off. Running right, Tony Adams. He's inside the 25. Breaks a tackle. Down to the 10-yard line.
Bob Wischusen with a call on the Jets radio network. And by the way, he calls a great game. He really does, because I listened to some of it last night after practice. And you know, listen to some of it going in and some of it going, because I didn't watch hardly any of the game last night. I did get home in time to see them let Breece Hall score. It's like, yeah, I mean, you train these guys over and over again. Come on. I know you need a touchdown, but like slide down and make them eat some time here. Okay. But it didn't matter anyway, because The Jets ended up stopping the Eagles. Jets defense is really good. Robert Saleh is a really terrific defensive coach. And deserves a lot of credit for how the Jets have played defensively. I mean, is Zach Wilson playing better? Yeah, he's playing better. Is he great? No. But is he playing better? Yeah. Does he seem to have a little more confidence with what he's doing? Yeah. Getting Breece Hall back's big. But their defense is just really good. And I was talking about Tony Adams right before the break. I know you don't know anything about him because he's not an Eagle.
In this case, yeah, I did not know a whole lot about him.
No, he played at Illinois. So when he was at Illinois, I always really liked him. Like, I think he wore number 6 in Illinois, if I remember. And I was like, yeah, you know, this guy's a good player. But, like, I'm looking at him, he's playing corner. Then the next time I look at him, he's playing safety. Then he's playing slot corner. They always needed him out there in some role. And because they needed him out there in some role, that was the issue. Because for an NFL team, they really couldn't zero in on him. Yeah, they do like versatility, but at some point when they're trying to draft you, now they're kind of looking around saying, okay, well, where does he fit? And it's difficult to do when you're in that mode. Okay, that's difficult to do when you're in that mode where you're kind of, right? What is he? And look, to his credit, he's gone out. He's played really well. And he's a good player, especially on a day where the Jets had literally, I think they had three guys out in the secondary to start with, and they lost two more in the game. So they had five DBs out. Once they got to the fourth quarter, they had five of their defensive backs out. The Giants, the ending of the Giants, first of all, the end of the first half, the Giants blow it. Okay, simple as that. They blow it at the end of the first half. If they do the first end of the first half right, they only need a field goal at the end to win. Okay. But look, they fight their guts out. Finally, Saquon breaks loose, makes a couple really big plays for them. And the last play of the game, if you're going, I say this with all due respect, Terry. I think Terry McCauley does a great job of explaining. I think Terry McCauley does a great job of of why or why not. This is one of those times where I sat back and go, "What were you watching when you explained this to America?" It made no sense. Waller is grabbed at the line of scrimmage. Okay. All right? Then he keeps holding on to him into the end zone. Then he's grabbing as he's going up for the catch. So here's, on this one play, you have holding. And because he kept holding on to him, okay, 4 yards in the end zone, once he got to the 5th yard of the end zone, guess what it is? It's illegal contact. And you have pass interference. 3 fouls by one guy on one play and got called for none of them. And he's explaining, look, Terry, you don't work for the officials anymore. You don't. Right? I know I think he's in charge of the officials. I want to say he might be the ACC's head of officials. And look, he was really a great official, and I think he explains things really well. This time he missed. He just flat out missed this time. Now, what are you talking about? You can't grab him at the line of scrimmage. That's holding. You can't grab him at the goal line. That's holding. You can't keep holding on to him once you get past the 4-yard mark of the end zone, because that's 5 yards. And you can't keep holding the shirt and have your hand on the arm when he's going up to get the ball. It's pass interference. That's 3 fouls by one guy, and he got away with all 3. And this guy's telling us, well, I'm not so sure I would have. But you tell you, you're not so sure. I'm sitting at home going, 1, 2, 3, okay, great, pick one. And it wasn't close. See, that's the part that bothers me. The play, it wasn't close, and it was a bad explanation. You're being paid to give everybody the right explanation, the best explanation, not the official's explanation that makes you a part of the group. Okay? If they got it wrong, say it. Matt doesn't agree because he didn't watch the game. He was too mad.
I you're right. I did not watch the game, but I was sleeping. I went to bed mad, but I would have watched it if it were not at.
No, I didn't go to bed mad. I just looked at it because my son was actually at the game. He was at the game.
Oh, really? All right.
Yeah. Turned out that his wife, they've got friends. They live in Canada. They have tickets. So he said, "Hey, you want to go see the Giants play?" So he went up to Orchard. He went to Orchard Park from New Hampshire, and was at the game last night. And then I texted him. I'll tell you exactly what I texted him last night. Where is it here? Hold, pass interference, or illegal contact on last play. Wasn't close. Should have been called. And Dan said, he says, you know what? They didn't show a good replay in the stadium. I know. I'm shocked. And I texted him back and said, Dan, wasn't even close. It wasn't even close. How can you, in a confined area, this is not like we're talking about the wide open spaces here, okay, where the officials are spread out over how many yards apart are these guys in terms of the spacing out there? Yeah, can things be missed? Yeah, but when we're down to like an 11-yard space to work with, 11 yards by 53 and a third, okay? And nobody sees this? Like, even on the play, I'm like, oh, geez, look, he's draped all over him. All right, and the ball, okay, incomplete. I'm like, okay, well, there'll be a flag. They're going to get one more shot at this one. I'm looking around like, there's no flag? How can there be no flag? It wasn't like everybody had missed out. Oof. Yeah, the Hurts touchdown thing at the beginning was a little squirrely, too. I was like, eh, okay. And that was a little weird, that play.
Well, I thought that was one particular point in the game where I thought the play calling was bad. And but on that play on fourth down, I actually thought he did break the plane before the fumble.
Jeez, I don't know. I wasn't sure. He broke the plane. I wasn't sure if he was trying to shuffle it off to somebody, which makes an illegal forward pass. There were a lot of things about that player I looked at and went, whatever, Early in the game, it doesn't get thought about a lot, but I was like, that call's a little squirrely. I thought the guys in the field got it right. I thought, okay, well, good, they got it right. It said he's short. And I looked at him, and I'm watching. But then, to be honest with you, I left. And I was listening to the car, and they were like, hey, it's a, they say it's a touchdown. And the Jets guys were like, geez, I don't know, it's so close. Because you have to have indisputable evidence to overturn the call. Remember what the call in the field was. Call in the field was he was short. So it has to be indisputable. And then the Jets guys, who, by the way, are like, I'll give you one, the A.J. Brown play in the fourth quarter. The A.J. And Jack and I are like this. The A.J. Brown play, I think it's Marty Lyons is working with Bob Wischusen. And Marty said he thought the Jets should challenge because he thought that that he lost control of the ball at one point. And it turned out that the Jets did challenge. But Bob kept saying, no. He says, no, that's, he says, he's, it's going to be a catch. It's, he says, because he's got it with one hand. I said, he says, I don't think he ever relinquished control of it in any way, shape, or form. And he was talking about it. I think his knee was. I'm listening to the radio. I think his knee was down, inbounds.
It was his elbow that was the question.
Okay, but I guess one body part was down first.
Well, okay. his feet came down first, and then the elbow as he was trying to maintain control, and that's what they were looking at.
Yeah, but the elbow doesn't matter. Okay, once the feet or the body part's inbounds, that part's over. Yeah, it doesn't matter if his elbow comes down out of bounds. He's got control of the ball in bounds. It's just a question of now hits the ground with the elbow and then he loses control. Okay, now you've got an incomplete pass. But his elbow can come down anywhere it wants as long as he's maintaining control because already the feet or the knee or whatever body part needed to make it 2 feet, that already establishes you're in. All right? It's then okay, coming down, and if the elbow can come, it doesn't matter if it comes down out of bounds. Boom, come down out of bounds, and you lose control of it, it's incomplete. If you come down, you've already, again, you've already got your feet or your body part that's needed, whether it's your knee or your backside or whatever, and you just maintain control of it, you're good. See what I'm saying?
No, either way, I thought he had control of the football.
Oh, no. And my point is, Bob was emphatic that it was a completed pass. Right? He was emphatic about it, and he was right. It ended up being, you know, the ruling was the same. It was a completed pass. And I didn't see the play, so I couldn't tell you. I'm just going by what their verbal description of the play happened to be. They were both a little like, I'm not so sure about the touchdown thing. They're like, yeah, I'm not so sure about that one. Right? And when guys are that direct and honest about it and are not trying to do it with their hearts, they're trying to do it with their eyes, I found that to be interesting commentary. Because, again, the officials called him down. It doesn't matter. I mean, you're going to lose the game anyway. You just weren't that good. Your team any good? No. They think they are. What was the exact quote of your coach before the game? Oh, we're ready for every contingency. We're good. Oh, okay. Miss a couple?
Yeah, that. I probably wouldn't have worded it that way either.
Those are his words. That's your guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one thing. This is the part of the personality that I don't like, is he does get a little too cocky sometimes, and that affects his coaching, and I think that's where it's getting to the players, and that's why I think they're pressing when things don't go well. And that's the part that is concerning to me, is a little bit concerning to me in these next few games.
No, I think this is right now they're playing like individuals. They're not playing like a team. Team doesn't care who gets credit. That was what was so beautiful about watching the Eagles last year. Nobody on that team cared about credit. You notice that?
No, that's a good point. Yep.
Nobody on that team, the Eagles team that got to the Super Bowl last year, was a beautiful team to watch because nobody cared who got credit. Now, toward the end of the year, Slay started popping off a little bit, and then, of course, he had a Super Bowl to forget. Okay. But nobody on that team, they played egoless football last year. Oh, they made plays. 5,000 sacks, Reddick, Graham, Fletcher Cox, Slay had a really good year, Blankenship, Smith, Brown. When they got Goddard back, that was incredible. Miles, Jalen Hurts, the perfect egoless player. I mean, that offensive line, burying people, egos, nope. None of it. This year so far, for whatever reason, their egos are coming out. Okay? So, I know we got to take a break here. But I'm going to find it here. And I'll do it after the break. Dennis Thurman, assistant coach for Colorado, had a great exchange on the sideline with his players. And I'll give it to you when we come back here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market it and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Thurman played 9 years in the National Football League after a great career at USC. And he was, I know you're an Eagles fan, so your respect for anybody who played for Dallas is at a minimum. But he was a terrific player for the Dallas Cowboys. Friday before the loss to Stanford, and I went to bed, it was 14-0, and Stanford had missed a field goal. All right. And I heard they were up 29-0 and lost. Here's a guy who had 36 picks in his career, scored 4 touchdowns. He's now the director of quality control on defense for Colorado. He gave a speech to that team on Friday that they didn't listen to on Friday night.
This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, best of new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. Fabulous service department that backs it all up every step of the way at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. And today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, RV, motorcycle. They'll make sure whatever your need is, you're fully insured. Customer service, everything to them. Which goes to the second part, because customer service means everything to them, saving you money means everything to them as well. They'll figure out every way to do it. Just great people who are terrific pros. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Dennis Thurman was a terrific player at USC. 2-time consensus All-American, 2-time All-Pac-8 selection. The anti-Aaron Judge. He never missed a game in the NFL.
Oh, my almighty!
Even though he got hit on every play. Played 137 games, never missed a game. Okay. He was an 11th round pick of the Cowboys. Why the 11th round? He thought he was undersized and not quick enough. Yet he hung in the league for 9 years. Had 36 career interceptions, had 4 touchdowns, was just one of those really good pros pro kind of players. Then he got into coaching. In the last couple of years, he's been he did a lot of NFL coaching. Ravens, Jets, Bills. But the last 3 years, he was the defensive coordinator at Jackson State. Now he's the director of quality control with Colorado. So he got up on Friday before the game and delivered this speech. All right.
And 3/4 of you, 80% of you raised your hand. Played in the NFL for 9 years, and I coached up there for 18. So I've spent 27 years of my life in the NFL. 95% of you are not even going to get invited to an NFL camp. Did you guys hear me? 95% of you are not going to get an invitation to an NFL camp. 98.5 are not going to make it. So what is that? 1.5 that are going to make it? Think about what I just said. So what are you going to do? Coach asked you that earlier this week. He said, what are you going to do? And the most shocking thing to me sitting back there was most of you did not have an answer. He said, what are you going to do? And the room was as silent as it is right now. You have no plan. You have no plan. You have to have a plan. A man has to have a plan if he's going to be successful in life. Okay? But let's stay with the football side of it. The way some of you guys practice, the way some of you don't study and apply yourselves, you have no chance to play on Sunday. That's why you're not playing here. I don't have a specific position that I'm watching or coaching right now. So I get to walk around and watch all you guys. Some of you have the most horrific practice habits I've ever seen. I hear you guys bitching about your coach. I hear you guys complaining about him getting after you. I hear all of that. I don't say anything, but I hear it. Because you don't want to accept the truth. Most of you who are not playing, or in your mind, or not, you don't feel like you're getting a chance. It is because you haven't earned a chance. Go play football. Football practice used to be my favorite part of the day. Why? I got to do something I love to do. I didn't have to do what the establishment or everybody else, go to school, study, go to study hall, do all that stuff. I didn't have to do that. I got to do the 2 hours of the day that I got to do something that I love to do. You guys say you love to do it, but then you complain about the work that you have to put in. You don't love it. You do not love it. Because if you love something, what do? You take care of it. I'll say that to you guys again. If you love something or someone, you take care of it.
Come on, DJ.
So you guys love football? And you guys go out and practice the way you practice? You go out and don't compete for the ball when it's in the air? You do all the things that are contrary to what you say you need to do when you love something. Nobody can answer that for you. You guys have to answer that question for yourselves. If you want to be and have a chance to play pro football, most of y'all in here are going to have to change. You got to change and change drastically and quickly.
There's more to it after that, but that's Dennis Thurman talking to the Colorado team on Friday before they blew a 29-0 lead. Interesting. By the way, Deion Sanders Jr. is the one that put out that video. It was put out, it was on YouTube. Tell me what part wasn't true. And I don't mean just Colorado. Tell me what part wasn't true. Matt goes out. Let's talk about Matt for a moment. So let's just take first. Matt goes out every day and busts his backside on the news. He busts his backside on the show. Some days I can't tell. No. Busts his backside on the show. the weekly TV show he does, busts his backside on that, works hard, researches the whole thing. He's got games and all sorts of sports, soccer, football, whatever, busts his backside all the time. Why? Because he loves it. And, of course, he wants to support his family. He puts in the kind of effort Dennis Thurman talked about on an everyday basis for the exact reasons Dennis Thurman talked about it. It is one thing to sit there and say you want to be a star in life. But the key is you've got to work to do it. It's not just handed to you and it doesn't just happen. And that's what Dennis Thurman was telling the Colorado football team on Friday. As a guy who's been there, done that, and by the way, was an 11th round pick, had to fight for his spot in the NFL, had to fight to be a starter, had to fight to, you know, for everything that he earned everything he got in the league. He earned all of it. Earned it. Wasn't handed to him because he had to. He was the underdog. And we've talked about Peyton Manning and Tom Brady before. Guys that want to be coached. How hard they work to be stars. And that's one of the tough parts about coaching college sports, especially in the NIL era. You've got a lot of people that, you know, think they're stars at this level, and they are stars at this level, but think it's going to translate to the next level, and it doesn't. Look at all the Heisman Trophy winners over decades that were great, great, great college players, and it didn't really translate to the NFL. Just the way it is. Outland Trophy winners. Look at the Outland Trophy winners. It didn't translate. But in college, they were dominant. Now, I'm not saying it's because they didn't work, because it's just the transition is just that difficult. But you have to work for everything that you have in your life. You have to earn everything you get. You can't back off and think everything's going to be handed to you, because it's not. I mean, nothing's been handed to Matt, yet he's a success in life because he's earned his success. Dave Ritchie, Greg Wetzel, Zach Showers. Am I leaving somebody out? Steve Williams.
S-U-I-T. That spells Suta.
No, I wasn't thinking of him. No. Kevin's earned everything he's had in life. Take my word. But you see what I'm saying. Doesn't matter whether you're a college football player or you're trying to fight your way through it. You're not, you know, and you're going to get knocked down at times. And you take the game the other night. They're up 29-0. And what happened in that game is, now I did not see the second half. Believe me, my brother did. My brother stayed awake. He saw the whole game. And Jack was talking to Kevin on Saturday when we were driving over. And he was telling, he says, no, I was awake for the whole thing. It ended at like 1:30 in the morning or 1:25 in the morning or something like that. It got to halftime. And the Stanford kicker missed a 36-yard field goal. He hooked it left. They're like, all right, that's it. That's done. I'm going to sleep. But evidently, they played like a team that was complaining about being coached hard and not understanding how hard you're supposed to practice. And they got the straight scoop before the game from a guy who overcame not being the fastest guy out there, not being the biggest guy out there. Thurman was like 5'11", 185 pounds when he played in college and the pros, who had to outwork everybody to be a two-time All-American, to be a two-time All-Pac-8 selection, to be a guy that played. You know, they didn't win. Jack's team beat him in the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 13, but he played in the Super Bowl. He played, made deep playoff runs with the Cowboys. He made big plays in his career. But he had to work for all of it. And, you know, And I realize that Shedeur Sanders is, I mean, he really is a terrific player. He really is. You know, but you can't be going around showing your the bling of your watch at the end of the game. For goodness sakes, just play. Now, if you want to put the watch on in the locker room afterward and walk out and show everybody when you're done, fine, but not on the field. And I'm just using that as an example because he's not the problem. The problems lie elsewhere. But Colorado is where I thought they would be at this point. What did I say after six games they would be, Matt?
I think you said it's either 4-2 or 3-3.
So they'd be 3-3.
Yeah.
Then they'll be 3-3 and they'll be an afterthought in the middle of October. Right? Well, guess what? They're 3-3, and right now they're an afterthought in October. And that's the difficulty of having so many guys you bring in. We'll go back to what Tommy McCarthy. Tommy McCarthy cited something that others have also cited, and that why the Phillies fans love Alec Bohn and Bryson Stott so much. I mean, they love them. Why? And same thing with Rojas, the center fielder. They came through the system. Oh, they love Harper. Signing Harper changed the entire fortune of the franchise. Acquiring Castellanos, signing Schwarber. But there's a bond between the Phillies fans and Stott and Rojas and Bowen. And I know he hasn't played this year, but Reese Hoskins. Why? They came through the system. So. Bob Montgomery did a great job in Alvarez. Alvarez is really a terrific player that plays really well in the postseason. I'm trying to think stars that don't perform well in the postseason. Can you come up with somebody?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Like, when the leaves fall, so does the all rise.
That was the case this year.
Same thing last year. What did you do last year? He's a 214 career postseason hitter. A lot of money. Got to go earn it. Thing is, he does work hard. I mean, he does work hard. I mean, all reports. Judge does work hard. Just spends a lot. He's only played three full seasons in his career. That's not good. It's your guy, though. In your household, he can do no wrong. All right. Phillies tonight. Wheeler, Gallen. Two good pitchers on the mound tonight. Wheeler has a chance to get into the seventh inning. Gallen is going to fight hard to get to the sixth. Because Torrey Lovello, as T-Mac pointed out, manages a little differently. He's a little more, it's like, okay, first sign of trouble. Okay, let's go. But Lovello's a really good manager, by the way. But so is your guy. Like I said, Robbie Thompson managed the game four. He put his best relievers in the high-leverage situations earlier in the game because he never wanted to relinquish the lead. He didn't want Atlanta to breathe. Brilliant job. Brilliant job. How have you evaluated Aaron Boone in the postseason? This year so far.
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
I mean, has he made any wrong moves in the postseason? That's right, he hasn't had to make any moves in the postseason. Okay, we'll come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
All right!
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
So we've hit the end of the show, and I'm not even sure we got to all of your complaints.
Oh, no, we did not. I will save them for tomorrow.
I mean, because I told you at 3, I'm gone.
I have 2 that I will save for tomorrow.
I mean, I feel like I'm speaking for the audience. We're all ready to leave.
In most cases, I can't blame you.
Sean Hannity next. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, the home for the Matt Cotrillo Rants.